Many countries across the world have been debating immigration recently, but this week, Switzerland will vote on capping its population. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to the podcast and happy Monday. We're trying out a move in the release date of the podcast over the next few weeks. They are going to be coming into your feeds on Monday morning from now to get your week started with a bit of Let Me Explain. And this week, we're looking at the way the Swiss manage their business and their population. First thing is first, Switzerland has a strange way of doing government. There's no single head of state, a prime minister, a president, or a king. Instead, there's effectively a governing council of seven members, each serving a one-year term as a first among equals, if you like, as that head of state, the person who goes abroad to meet foreign dignitaries or receives people. So they literally swap it between them as chairperson of the board, if you like, as a first among equals. And that council has its membership split among the most successful parties from its parliamentary elections. So if you try to imagine it, were we to adopt something like this in Ireland, you might have a ruling council with three Fianna Fáil seats, two from Fine Gael and two from Sinn Féin, given the current makeup of the Dáil, which would be interesting in itself, wouldn't it? That Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Mary Lou McDonald would have to serve in the same cabinet, and then you would have Labour and the Social Democrats and others fighting to maybe carve out a seat on it, depending how the divvy up in the election goes. Hard to imagine it working in an Irish context because of the infighting between political parties and how ideologically different they are. And of course, there are different ideologies in Switzerland as well, but they do government a little bit differently, which allows this system to keep going and to work relatively well, it seems. They have a thing called direct democracy. So essentially, any old citizen can put forward an idea or a policy, and if it gets enough support, it is put to a referendum of the entire country. Now, that support has to be significant, at least 100,000 signatures gathered over an 18-month period. And the Swiss have changed their constitution about 650 times over about 170 years since the mid-1800s. They can also challenge a law if they want to. They just need to gather 50,000 signatures for that to challenge a law or the constitution. And again, look at some of these referendums. And that has led to some pretty strange votes over the years. There was a referendum on banning absinthe, one to increase the maximum stake you can place at casinos, a notion and a motion to have 12 days a year where no cars, planes or other motorised traffic could be used. That one's actually kind of interesting. Could you imagine it? You can only get around by bike or by walking, maybe not even public transport, I guess. It would just be silence and you not going all that far from where you live, a return to the 18th century. There was another proposal that Switzerland would stop the dehorning of cows, where they're cut off in order, largely for their own safety, I suppose, to stop them getting caught in stuff. But there was one particular fellow who, as you can imagine, lived in the Alpine region of Switzerland, who was a Guinness and said that it was actually bad and painful for the animals. That failed in the end. This time, they are voting on immigration.
Switzerland experienced a high growth in population in the recent years. It's actually since the year 2000, the last 25 years.
This is economics professor Rizzo Falemi on the reasons why Switzerland is now looking to cap its population.
And in Switzerland, we regularly had proposals trying to limit the population growth rate. And so this 10 million initiative is the latest one of these proposals. Generally, of course, Swiss experience that economy is running well. Well, that's and people would also associate that to immigration. But at the same time, people are a bit anxious whether the velocity of immigration is right. And so that's the reason why these proposals are being discussed now.
The specific proposal on the table is for Switzerland to cap its population at 10 million people. And it isn't that far off it at the moment. There's 9.1 million people residing permanently in Switzerland. And the right-wing Swiss People's Party wants that cap of 10 million to apply until 2050. So the next 25 years or so. There's a clause in the vote to say if at any point the Swiss population hits 9.5 million before that halfway point of the century, the government would have to take action to slow the rate of population growth. And the big difficulty, or one of the big difficulties to doing that, is you have international treaties, you have deals with the EU. They'd have to pull out of those movement treaties. They would largely have to stop taking in asylum seekers, clamp down on the likes of family reunification for people already living in Switzerland who might want to bring their family over, and other things, other inward migrationary measures. The proportion of the population of Switzerland that's foreign-born is actually similar enough to Ireland. It's between a fifth and a quarter of the resident population. And for the last 3 years in which figures were available, between 82 and 98,000 people moved to Switzerland each year net of emigration. In part, that's because of a strong economy. You've got banking and watches, obviously being the two most famous. Chocolate as well, I guess, although that's not employing mental amounts of people. But the country also took in, say, large amounts of Ukrainians during those 3 years who were fleeing Russia's war. So all in all, pretty similar situation to Ireland's immigration situation. Now, if net immigration into Switzerland were to stay at about 80,000 or so a year, it would be just over 11 years before Switzerland surpassed the 10 million in population. So it is a very near-term prospect. Cedric Thiel is from the Geneva Graduate Institute. He doesn't think this proposed cap makes any economic sense.
Switzerland always needed immigration. More broadly, it always needed integration in the broader economy. Without that, Switzerland would be a poor country. Mm. And it was historically. And this is not from now. If we look at when the big railway tunnels were dug in the late 19th century, who dug them? Italian workers. When we built the dams in the Alps in the 50s, 60s, people from Italy, Spain, Portugal came and built them. Mm. So there's always been a need for migration. Now what we have is a big need in the healthcare sector. Switzerland is an aging country, like most of Europe. There's needs for hospital, for homes, for retired people. We don't train enough people domestically. Right. So what Switzerland does, it basically gets people who are trained abroad. Fortunately, the other countries have not objected too much to that. And they come to Switzerland. So without this, we'll have a real problem, especially, I would say, for the regions that are peripheral, which already have problem. Why? Well, the main hospitals in Switzerland are going to beat up wages and do effort to attract whatever personnel they can. Who is going to lose people? This will be a hospital in a small valley in the Jura. We only reinforce this problem of the two-speed Switzerland with Alpine region and toward the plateau.
It is also hard to imagine how this would work on a practical level. I mean, would Switzerland effectively become like a full car park that one person has to leave before someone else can enter? How would workers be brought in by the likes of big multinationals looking to expand their workforce, factories who need outside expertise? And then, of course, something that has become a topic of debate in the discussion, what about areas like healthcare, where, like Ireland, with an aging population, the health system is heavily reliant on migrant workers for caring professions? There are some who believe it's just dog whistling from the right wing and that actually it's just an excuse to stop immigration, full stop. Though the measure isn't without its support, initial polls in fact had a majority in favour of the vote, though that's dropped now to about 45% in more recent polling. Journalist Gunilla von Hall has been canvassing opinion in Switzerland and doesn't think everyone is taking it that seriously.
People are talking a little bit about it, but it's more that a lot of people are shaking their heads. They say like, well, okay, yeah, that's an odd idea to limit the population 10 million. Yes, Switzerland is a beautiful little dollhouse compared to many other countries, but a lot of people think this is unrealistic. It's an interesting thing to debate. How do you deal with this kind of sentiment in a country? But I would say it's not top of mind of people. We have other referendums and votations coming up soon, and those are taking more of people's attention. So interesting thought, a bit of a crazy thought, some people think, extreme. And some people are even a bit worried. If this passes, what will happen to Switzerland? We're going to be an isolated island. What happens to Swiss businesses, Swiss economy, our interaction with other EU countries that we are very dependent on? So there is both people who are thinking it's a bit odd, and there's a little bit of worry.
So realistically, it looks as though this referendum won't pass, but it does pose some interesting questions and clearly has quite a few backers, as I imagine it would if someone in Ireland tried to do this as well. Though, of course, we would need to leave the EU in order to do that, to pull up the ramparts on the island. You'd kind of have to ignore the border with the UK as well. Though I imagine many of the people who would support the idea probably wouldn't have that much idea with much difficulty with the idea of Ireland leaving the EU. That's it for this episode. We're going to see how that vote goes. It's scheduled for June 14th, so towards the end of this week. And I will chat to you for the new podcast this time next week.